Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you so much. The last show had an amazing amount of comments, and I expect the same thing. And you know what I want to say to you, incredible audience? We are doing some disrupting today. You know, when I tell you that you are going to be disruptors after you listen to this podcast, that we have someone pretty dynamic on. I mean, we're not called Mission Accepted for nothing, right? So we have an incredible woman. And you know what? Her nickname, AKA Divine Disruptor. When I heard that, when we were having a conversation, I was like, you got to come on to Mission Accepted. She's doing some pretty incredible things. Okay, look it. She is a coach. Burnout and stress management coach. So just imagine, she has many, many years counseling. She's an incredible speaker. She's authored. We are so fortunate. If you have not yet seen her on our stage, she is going to be gracing the 262 stage, which means that if you did happen to miss her, no worries. Pop over to the women's channel because you're going to be able to watch her episode and it's incredible. So I've been practicing her name because for some reason, I'm like, I keep wanting to say something else. I want to call her the different version of her name, but it's Tamara, right? No, Tamara. Right. Okay, Tamara. See, I told you. I was like, I practiced it and practiced it and practiced it. Yeah. Dr. Tamara White is with us today, and we're going to talk all about disrupting. And I think she's going to talk a little bit about breaking some patterns, and we're going to start to feel a little freer after this. So take a deep breath. Grab a pen and paper if you're not driving. I think you're going to learn some things today that are going to make some difference in your life, clearly. So welcome to Mission Accepted.
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I am so excited about being here. This is just a good way to end my day. It's a little later for me. So this is a really good way to put a bow on it. And when I'm done for today, because this is a high point for me. I've been waiting for this all day.
Well, this is great stuff. And you know what? We've been waiting for you. And you know, it's interesting, like we met, so we were both speakers on an event, and I know that I'm talking to the right crowd when I say, you hear things, and she was talking, I'm like, oh yeah, I heard, you know, contact her, make a connection with this woman. I was like, because you know when someone captivates you and you lose time, that's what happened when I heard her speak. I was like, I was speaking after her and I was like, oh, you know, I had to give myself a shake. I'm like, am I on yet or what have you? Because it's captivating. And I love personal development. And the nice thing about personal development is when you're an entrepreneur is being able to utilize something. And that when you take the time to get better yourself, then you see shifts in your business. And that's really what I see a lot of what we talked about and what I heard you talking that day. So I am going to do the professional close my mouth. And I introduced this woman and I'm going to bring her up and let's talk a little bit about you. Share with us what you do, share with us how you got into it. But what is this divine disruptor thing about?
Right. So thank you so much, Deb. I have been in the helping industry all of my life. And my career started in high school. And basically, because I was the one that everybody was sharing their private stories with, and I was solving problems and didn't realize how good I had become. And towards the end of the high school years, I said, well, I'm going to go to school and just be that counselor person. So my entire career has been in the mental health profession and helping others to be better. You know, I've worked in nonprofits. I've worked with veterans. I've worked with abuse cases. Families, children, I've worked in school. So the career is expansive. Mm-hmm. And along with that, I wanted to expand even further. And I decided to go into coaching probably 9 years ago now, just about 9 years ago, because I felt like there was more work that I could do on a different level, if you will. And so working with people in the burnout and stress space is kind of mirroring what I have seen in my therapy business because everyone is stressed and burnt out and overwhelmed and depressed and things of that nature. So in this space, I am disrupting. And one of my mentors gave me that title last year. And she said, "Describe to me what you do." And I used the word disrupting. And she said, "You are going to be called the divine disruptor." She said, "I'm your mentor and we're going to coin that." And I said, "Well, let's go ahead and do it," because I really know in the work that I do, Deb, once people can get to that root of whatever the thing is that they're going on and on about, then we can destroy that, disrupt it, and move on and learn some different ways to be. And there are habits and patterns that really keep people bound up because they do what their mother did and what their sister does, and they can't get let go of the past. And so that's what I'm feeling real good about. And that brings about a lot of stress and burnout and overwhelm.
I really, one of the things that popped out for me when you talk, when you said people get bound up, and it was almost like I got a visual when you said that. It is very difficult to expand, and I think it's also very difficult to let people in. It's difficult to take opportunities. It's difficult to grow. When you say about bound up, and many times, here's what I believe we were talking a little bit about in pre-show is when you see people in cycles. And it must be so frustrating because you know that there's another way. And I must imagine that it is frustrating. I mean, we've all, like I'm not sitting here talking like, "Ooh, I don't know what you're talking about," right? We've all had whatever, from our environment, from our family, until we realize it didn't work. And then it's a different decision to look inside, right? When things don't work, like, where you go, you follow. If you change jobs, you follow. If you change relationships, what would you say to somebody who's in that place where they're noticing something, that's cyclical? Maybe it's money, maybe it's relationships, maybe it's they're talking and they're parenting and they can hear their parents' voice coming out of their face.
There's a lot of that. And there's nothing wrong with that because we are who we are. But I know that I know that I know that. And when one gets tired and they get tired enough, they'll make that change. And some of the clients I have now, they haven't gotten tired enough. They just haven't. So we're still battling that out. But then when the light bulb goes off, then I get all this brand new. I mean, within a week, I have had a client yesterday, I hadn't seen in 2 weeks, and it's like a 360. She had done so much work, I almost had my mouth hanging open because it finally registered with her. But you have to make that decision, and that's where people get stuck at. They feel like they're going to be disobedient or take down the banner of the family banner if I change this. If I don't do it this way, someone's going to be upset. And so it's really about helping people to really feel independent. You know, that yes, you are someone's daughter or someone's son or what have you, but you were you first. And so, what is it? The question I ask all the time, what do you really want? And when I ask that question, people, including men, have sobbed. They've sobbed because no one has ever asked and they felt some relief there. So, disrupting that idea that you have to follow what everyone thinks you should do. And that can be a challenge. And so I'm there to help give them skills and strategies to do just that thing.
When people call you, when you say that they've had enough or they even have a feeling that something's not right, because when you talk, I mean, we can all probably apply at certain stages in our life, we were running off someone else's messaging or something didn't work or we had a crash or, something was painful and we didn't understand how it got there. We need a coach. We need someone to help us. We need someone to listen to us and give us advice because, self-advice can be pretty interesting, not highly recommended. What does that look like? And I know that sounds really probably simple, but there's lots of people that are out there right now. We have a lot of entrepreneurs that dial in and listen to what we're doing that are frustrated. I always say they're frustrated in their business. They're not quite sure where they need to go. They might be frustrated in their life. They're showing up to work. They're showing up to the networking groups. They're showing up with a smile on their face and a whole lot of hope, for sure, a whole lot of hope. When is it time that they need to reach and dig in?
And part of, and those are good questions. Part of what I teach is the word courageous. How do you become courageous in order to do that thing? And you have to become courageous to do that. You know, in my world, I took courageous steps. And so I learned how to shift. You know, we've all been there, and we know what the word shift looks like. And that's just been the word I've coined. But you get to a point where you're ready to, sometimes you may not even know, but you know you're ready to do something. And the main thing is asking for help. There are so many people out here that can help. If you just raise your hand, that's all you got to do is raise your hand. Google. Excuse me. We're here. We're here. But we need to know that I need to know that you need me.
Right. I think that we were talking about this earlier a little bit, not with yourself, but I was having conversations in the last couple of days about how we're seeing that, depending on the generation you've come from, asking for help can be difficult, right? Asking for help can be difficult. If you need to get some water, you have some water. If you need to ask up. And then there's also this thing about a lot of solopreneuring, and people are spending a lot of time with themselves. And in an interesting way, because they're feeling a bit isolated, it's getting difficult to reach out. Do you know what I mean? Like people, I was talking to a girlfriend about events, and she said, you know, we've produced the most incredible events, like Alzheimer's Bush Prevention. She goes, there's people that have paid $500, $600, $700 for a ticket, and they're not showing up. Like they bought a ticket and they're not showing up. There's still something about, I've been home for these last few years, and people are still kind of inclusive, I guess, of themselves. Are you noticing that? Is it difficult for people to reach out, or?
We're still working behind the COVID that, you know, we can, because everything is becoming more convenient. Shop online, whatever you want to do. But we need human connection. You know, we're humans. We need to connect and we need to touch. Isolation is not healthy mentally. Yeah. Ongoing isolation is not. Sure, you take a day off, you take a weekend, but ongoing is not.
Yeah.
And so learning to know that the human touch is important, that you won't accelerate your business just by being at home behind a computer. It won't happen. So I'm a business owner. I've owned a brick and mortar. I'm an entrepreneur, but I do realize that to gain clients and to let people know that I exist, I'm doing what I'm doing with you, but I'm also going out in the marketplace. I'm saying, I'm here.
Being seen.
Being seen.
When I introduced you, I was talking about the thing that a lot of people don't realize they're in till they wake up one day and they can't really function in the way that they functioned before, and that's that word burnout. I know that you are highly educated in the arena of stress management. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I also think that there's lots of entrepreneurs out there that don't know that line, because there is a go get it. There is a, and look at, you're talking to me. I'm not saying that, like, you know what I mean? I'm talking to me. I'm not saying that I'm not, you know, full of energy and zest and I have ideas and we're going to push ourselves past our comfort levels, because when you do, a lot of times there's success on the other side of that comfort zone. But what are some of the indicators that burnout is not too far away?
Oh my goodness. You know, I've been there too, can speak out of my own voice. I'm not wanting to be bothered with anybody or anything. Not wanting to show up, not wanting to answer your phone, going into that hole of isolation. And the dangerous part about that, Deb, is that leads to depression. It just, you know, you just isolate and you just go into that sinkhole. Or your emotions are out of whack. You're very edgy all the time. You're not happy about anything. You're mad at yourself, but anybody that gets in your way, you're mad at. And then all you want to do is pull the covers up. And so sometimes you can go through and mask it for a while, only a while, because you can't mask burnout and stress forever. It's going to show up. You think you're going to hide it, but you can't. So, for instance, when I work with families, when I work with parents who think they're hiding all of this from their kids, and they'll say, well, my kids are only 4 or 5. I said, they know exactly what's going on. And I had a client this week who told me that. She said, I thought that she didn't know. She's only 4. But then she began to mimic the things that she's seen you. She said, I saw you being angry, so I became angry about whatever, 4 years old. So
So,
it's not something that you can hide for long, and it begins to attack your health. And you and I were talking about the brain before we got on. You know, there's neuroscience behind that. If we were to just wire our heads up and see what's happening when we go there. It's unfortunate that we do live in a time now where things are very stressful and burnout is a real thing, but it can be a long haul to pull out of it too.
well, that's it, right? It's people that have recovered from burnout. I mean, I've had conversations with people. I feel fortunate that whatever it is that I'm doing, kind of the vision I have is cut the top of the tree off and you'd be okay. But the recovery from something like that, and then when you're talking to people like yourself, I mean, I've heard you say it, if someone really steps back and takes a look at when they really started to feel burnt out, because they're like, it's taking so long to recover. You're like, yeah, but when did it start?
Right. It started a long time ago, and you know, people sometimes you have to have people to tell you that. You know, family or friends or coworkers or whatever will mention those kinds of things. You know, hey, you look like you're not feeling well, you're angry all the time, or what's really going on? And you know, we're also private now. You know, people don't want to talk about their stuff, but this is a community. We're women, we're men. You find somebody that you can identify with. I'm here, Deb's here, to snuggle up against, you know, because you can't do it by yourself. I'm telling you, it won't happen.
You can't do life by yourself. And I think even particularly with entrepreneurs, or when someone starts to take on a venture, a part of what comes into it is maybe if they worked at a company, there was HR services, and they're like, I can't afford it. And you're like, you know what? Find something in your life that you're spending money on. And go and really, because in the long run, that's a very expensive, your health is a very expensive experience. So being the stress management expert that you are, outside of people reaching out, what are some of the things that people can start to have some self-realization around? Like, it's hard sometimes to see yourself get angry. Is it that you're just in a time of you've overexerted yourself? Like, what are, like, I know you've talked about some of the things that people can note, and the not wanting to talk to somebody. I think that is a really good
That's it. Right.
indicator that you need some resolve time. What are some things that people can do? Obviously, calling someone like yourself. I don't think you can go from burnout to back to yourself without having someone on that journey with you.
Oh, absolutely. It's not even a recipe for that. Of course, asking for help. Of course, finding that person in, you know, that you can snuggle up with. Of course, taking some time. You know, we have family medical leave acts, you know, finding out how many sick days you have on your if you're working that way. Taking our calendar seriously and marking off some time to decompress, because we are living in the days of so much stress and burnout. You've got to take charge of yourself. Nobody's going to do it for you. I could run myself 24/7. Nobody's going to tell me that. I mean, I'm sure for you too, no one's going to stop you. You've got to learn how to take charge of your own life. And that's another subject, but some people are still walking with what they grew up in, and they haven't changed their ways and their patterns and their habits. So therefore, we have what we have. But realizing, taking a day off, taking a half a day off, taking an hour off. Hey, if the dishes don't get washed tonight, so what? So what? I mean, if you don't wash your clothes on Tuesday, but you get them Thursday, so what? Silencing our telephones. Oh my God, that's an, oh my goodness, the phone, the phone, the phone. If we can silence, if we can just turn it off, what would that look like if we didn't have to answer it for a little bit? Not being available for everybody and everything every time someone calls. Oh my goodness, that'll rob you. That'll rob you of your mental capacity when someone gets done whining with you on the phone, telling you all of their stuff, and they drop it on you, and now you got it. Whoa.
Whoa. I like how you use the term rob it from yourself, because I think it really makes people realize that you have a certain amount of capacity, and then you actually have the power to decide who and where that goes.
That's
And
right.
honestly, like when you said, some people are running off, and we've all run off, like, I've heard voices in my head that weren't mine. I mean, if they're my grandmother's, they're fine, because she was like super fun and super, but sometimes you hear these things and you're like, where does it come from? Even if you're not conscious of that voice, and you can deplete quite easily. I think it's quite sneaky. And
Quite
then you
easy.
have to make those decisions. And honestly, there's been times, and I don't think anyone, well, I don't know, I'll just admit to myself, there's been times. I mean, I've had people go, how have you stayed in business so long? How have you done it? I said, experts, coaches, therapists, and counselors. I mean, really? Because there's been times where you sometimes need support from someone to let someone go out of your life a little bit,
A little bit. That's
or a
right.
lot, or
That's
what is
right.
it like? What's boundaries?
That's
And
right.
boundaries can be flexible. Like right now, my boundaries are high. I'm, you know,
Yep.
and it's nice to have someone you can talk to
It is.
that you can be real with, because
That's
many
right.
times in the world of us doing what we're doing, you don't bring everything to the table. I mean, that's just not appropriate.
No. And I think too, as you mentioned boundaries, I feel like if we manage our time and have good boundaries, oh my, that goes a long way. If I manage my time and have good boundaries, so I'm not letting everything in, I'm also learning the ability that I can say no, that I don't have to do that thing or be there and say yes to everything. Those are good management life skills that many, especially women, struggle with the boundaries and the saying no. Really, really is tough.
You feel like the friendship's not going to be the same, or I
Mm-hmm.
observed that myself last week when just for whatever reason, this one particular dear friend of mine, if there's ever a time that I can't make it, it's always on their things. And and in my head, as I was texting, no, I'm like, at one point, she's just going to turn around and say, she's going to stop inviting me. And
I'm
she
seven.
didn't, but I'm like, I don't know why, but it's always that. But there's things that go through your head like that, right?
That's right. That absolutely, absolutely. And it's something that we have to manage. And you know, I don't have it all together. The things I teach, I still work on myself. And it's some days it is a struggle, you know, as to how much I say yes and where my boundaries are and you know, how much sleep I'm getting and all that. But I do know that there's a way to bring yourself back. And that's the thing about women. We've got to learn how to bring ourselves back. And that could be going with a friend, saying no, having lunch with just getting away from the children or what have you. Just saying yes to yourself.
And I think once you start to do that, you start to recognize it. I remember the first time I was, I have two children that are 10 years apart. And in a certain stage, that was kind of crazy. I had one that wanted to go to the farm and the other one that wanted to go shopping. You know what I mean? And it was like, oh my, what am I doing? And I remember a friend of mine, I was just talking on the phone. She was collegial. She goes, is your planner nearby? And I'm like, of course. She goes, grab a pen. I'm like, okay. She goes, look at next Sunday. I go, okay. She goes, put a line through it. I go, ooh. And I noted how uncomfortable I was. She goes, just put a line through it.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, that was very interesting. And then I noted how hard it was to keep that line.
Yes.
Oh, I'm not going to, very interesting.
Yes.
But look, I want to talk a little bit before we leave. You have a book.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I have two books. One is in regards to living a courageous life, and I wrote that about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, just courageous living for women, you know, the things that it takes to be a courageous woman. And my second book is an anthology where there's probably eight women in there, and it's all about women, courageous women rise. And so they tell their stories of how they have a moment where they just took that courage and did what they needed to do. And of course, my story is in the book as well. And my platform really is, along with the burnout and stress, it's really about living courageously for women and what that looks like. And so I wanted to highlight that for those women. The stories are very profound, as you can imagine. And it just illuminated these women, and they felt so like it was a release for them, because some of them had never told the story. And I know you know that whole persona very well. So proud of those two books. And so it's time for me to get back to writing again, along with everything else.
Yeah.
I'll get to it.
Well, I mean, I think the more we experience life, the more that we have to say. And I
Yes.
really agree with you. I think about how we are as individuals, and different stories can be told to different audiences to make different impact. And courage is a fantastic over, you know,
Yes.
it's an overall, because I think people, I don't think, I know that it sounds so Hallmark. I mean, we've heard it our whole life. If me sharing this story just helps one person, but we aren't just one person. If we really know statistically, when we change one person's life, minimum that
Right.
impacts seven people. We talk about six hands of separation, seven hands of
Mm-hmm.
separation, but when something changes, everything changes for somebody, right? And that whole ripple effect. And I think that we are watching that. I mean, look at the
Yes.
amount of people that are being courageous, and the amount of people that are rising, and the amount of
Yes.
people that are even just willing to take a look at things like boundaries or my voice or
Yes.
speaking or what have you. And that's really a lot about what this show is. So I'm going to ask you a question,
Sure.
because we're all about taking the mission and staying on the mission. And you've been talking about the mission that you've had, the journey that you've had from working, and obviously you were meant to do what you were doing, because you see those, we all had those friends in school, right? We all
Yes.
had those friends in school. It was either you were that friend, or you had a friend that everyone came to and be like, "Hey, what do I do?"
Right.
He didn't write my note back or whatever it is.
Right.
Now it's text,
Exactly.
and right, all those things. But for you in your business, right? Because this is all about mission accepted and taking the risk and taking the leap, and things and decisions that are hard to do and what have you. Was there ever a time that you had to take a risk that really was a big deal? Like you're like, wow, my back's against the wall here. And how did you navigate that? What did that look like?
Well, the pivot for me, in a lot of ways, the pivot was that I had a job. Probably the last job I had, was working in a nonprofit, working with veterans, and I was part-time. And every job I've ever had, I've been the one they chose. And they said, "Oh, we had 20 applicants, but we really liked you." And I think, "Oh, this is good." It's only good until it's not good. And so 2 years in, this woman was so narcissistic. She just ran off everyone. And because it was her nonprofit, there was not much any of us could do but just watch the fallout, watch the fallout. And then it was time to pick on Dr. Tamara. And I was seeing a client, and she interrupted me with my client. And that is just so unethical. And she was a therapist as well. And we had a few words, because I asked her, I said, "Why, the client was having a meltdown. I'm trying to soothe the client." I walked and got some tissue and came back. And so my courageous moment at that time was to tell her. I said, "Well, this is out of order. You have no right." I said, "This is out of ethical order that you interrupt my client, and I'm seeing the client." And she began to berate me and said, "Well, whose business is this?" I said, "Well, it's certainly yours." And she said, "Well, then I have a right to do whatever I want." And I said, "I have a right to do what I need to do as well." And that was a moment, because I like being there. I like working with the veterans. And I was the one that they would ask for when they came in. And then for me to have to walk away, but I had to do it for my own self. And it took courage to do it, because there was the income. Ooh-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, like
Yeah,
pied piper
so.
spike. It is tough. It is tough. I think we hear it, and I'm sure you hear it as a coach, people stepping away from things that are taking care of them in that moment. But on the inside, it's getting tumultuous, right? Yeah. So
Tough. It
that's
is tough.
great. That is such a, I always say bravery is love. That, and
Yeah.
that, when you talk about that's really about self-love. It is tough to walk away. from things that aren't working, and it's tough to walk away from things that are working when you there's another calling. But that's a powerful moment I think a lot of people can relate to because.
I hope so. I hope so, because it really hurt me to walk away. But then after I left, many walked away. So it was time. I think everybody was feeling the pinch because I hung in there longer than I needed to, and it just the pot boiled over.
Yeah. Wow. Well, look, we're going to have everything in the show notes. I do have one more question to ask you that's completely off topic. So I just wanted to ask you if there was anything else, if someone was out there and they were like, what is this divine disruptor about? What are some of the things that are cyclical that are holding people back? If there's anything that you can give us before I go and ask you this completely different question.
Sure, I think that when you keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, the definition of insanity is definitely there. If what you're doing is not working for you, then that's something that needs to be taken a look at, the same pattern, the same habit. If you are a person that's very change is very difficult for you, then you need to talk to me about how to work that out, because we need to go in deep, dig that root out, take it and toss it. And I even do burning ceremonies with people. So however, we need to dig the root up and we get it, the root taken care of, and we're gone. We're off to something new.
Oh my gosh, when you say that, I can just imagine how freeing that would feel, right?
Yes.
It's how freeing and giving people a le I wouldn't say a lease on life. I think a lease on choices. A lease on choices. You're like, whoo, like, whoo. All right. Okay. So now you have a choice to make. You are on
Yes.
your way to a desert island, and we know that music is so powerful. We just know that music is so powerful. I know you know that. I know that.
Yes.
So you're on a way to a desert island. It's you and you. And you're getting ready and you're packing your suitcase. You're going to go for a while. And you've got room in that suitcase for one album, that album that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days. Because this private island that you're going to go to with you and maybe some mangoes, it's got this great record player. And that's going to be the music that you're listening to. So what could you imagine not listening to?
Oh man, that is a tough question for me because I'm not a music buff where I remember the songs, but I'll just say, give me some Aretha Franklin.
All right.
Yeah, I just loved her music.
Yeah,
Yes.
absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
Yes.
Well, look, it's a complete pleasure. I look forward to seeing you
Thank you.
again on stage,
Yes.
and we're going to build this great relationship and
Yes.
love what you do. Thank you for what you do. It's so important as we are building our businesses and building our lives to have a friend. Like, really, when I think about the people that I've leaned into, as you say, or snuggled up to,
Yes.
you really need someone that you can talk to from the inside. It's
Yes.
absolutely so important. And it shows up. It shows up.
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to this journey with you and 262.
Too. Mission accepted. All right. So I'm going to talk to the audience for a little bit. I am going to thank you once again for being such an incredible audience. I adore you. Love you. Look, you know what's going on. You can't not know what's going on. And I want to thank all our international friends that are sending the shows around and around. And please reach out to our guests and say hello and the drops of information that you got that inspired you. That would be so grand. And look at if you want to be sitting here, talking about what's important to you. If you have a message to share, if there's something that you want to talk about, if there's something that you want to hear about, I'm very easy to find. It's debdrummond.com. You just go to the website. It's the same as my name, right? And check things out over there. Oh my gosh, go to the women's channel. All of the episodes that are there. So be inspired. And if you feel like you've got something that's inspiring, we want you on the stage. We want you on the show. And we want you to come on to Mission Accepted and tell us what scared the heck out of you about taking your courage. So thank you so much for sharing with us today. We so appreciate and love you. And until we see you next week, which we will, you be well and you stay groovy. Bye for now.